Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello and welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with another podcast coming at you guys. Guys, I'm so excited about this podcast. I'm excited for God to be able to use me, actually, because for such a long time I didn't even think that was possible, but I'm here to declare that God is good. He's great. He's wonderful. He is my redeemer. He's my way maker, and I'm just so excited because I get to be here every Friday to talk to you guys about women of the Bible, about marriage, about just anything that you guys want to hear about. But most of all, my desire is to uplift, is to encourage, and to empower you guys through the word. So on this segment, actually today, I always want to welcome back my fiance, husband-to-be, Kennedy. Once a month, I think we should do a segment together to talk about marriage, to talk about, you know, starting a new journey, a new life together. I'm sure this is a position that so many other people are on at this time. So we always want to come on and encourage you guys. Do that walk too, because we are taking that walk together and we want to encourage others through that walk. So this segment is going to be family, love, fashion. It's going to be finances. It's going to be love. It's going to be emotions, anything, right?
Emotions, I like that.
Emotions. You know my accent. It makes me say certain things different way.
I didn't know you had an accent.
Yeah, I did, because I'm from Kenya, so I still have that accent. Of like Kenyan, and I'm sure most of you guys can pick it up when I talk sometimes, but yeah, I still have that accent that just comes out every once in a while, so certain words might sound weird, but yeah, that's it is. All right, so how are you doing today, Kennedy?
I'm good, thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Welcome to NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds. No men allowed, but you're the only exception, right?
Sure.
No, but guys, truly, I do want to also be bringing Kennedy in, like I said, to kind of encourage you guys. We're going through the journey and the process of getting married, and we want to encourage and uplift you guys through that process too. So that's why I always want to bring in his input when it comes to family, finances, and that's some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today. Are you excited?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right. Yeah, I hope you have your brain juices going. You're ready to really deliver a word of encouragement today.
Sure.
All right. So we have a few questions that we're going to kind of ask each other and kind of discuss. If you're in a relationship, these are questions that you want to ask each other before you want to embark on the journey of marriage, or, you know, before you want to be somebody's fiance. Okay, so the first question that we have here is, do we care about each other as good friends? So pretty much, I guess what the question is asking, how important it is to have an established friendship before marriage?
I think it's very important to have an established friendship before marriage, because loving somebody is a choice at the end of the day. And you can have like the feelings of love, but then there's those days where like you may disagree about something and fight about one thing or something else, and then in that moment you don't feel like loving the person. But because you have a good friendship relationship with that person, just like any good friend you are to somebody, you'll forgive them and be able to reconciliate and, you know, connect again.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think what helped us is because we were like friends before,
right?
We decided to like get engaged and then talk about getting married and stuff like that. I think what has helped keep us together is that friendship that we had. Because I always know that you are a friend to me that has the best interests of heart. Because I knew that about you before I decided to want to be your wife.
Aww.
Tear. A tear. So yeah, I definitely agree. Establish a friendship before marriage. It's so important to get to know the person, the inside and the outs, the good and the bad, their past, where they're headed, where their head is at going forward. It's so important. And you only get to learn that in the stage of friendship.
Yes.
So, all right. So question number two, are we emotionally honest and vulnerable to each other?
Ooh.
Emotionally honest?
And vulnerable.
And vulnerable?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be. when you're in a relationship, if you're not vulnerable or you're not open, then how can you really get to the, you know, understand the person's heart if they're keeping it closed from you? So there has to be an openness and a vulnerability within the relationship so that we can, you know, understand each other.
Yeah. So you feel like... I definitely agree with that, because one of the things that I struggled with in my previous relationships was being open, being honest, and being vulnerable. I was the type to bottle everything in. And of course, you know, that type of person is when something happens that I couldn't handle, I would just explode. So first thing that I did was I decided that I was going to be completely honest with Kennedy. I decided that I was going to be completely transparent and completely allowing myself to be seen completely. And by that, I mean I allowed him to be able to see my faults, my weaknesses, my strengths, everything that I struggle with, and just to be open in that way, because I wanted him to decide that if this is a woman that I'm going to marry, then he knows me completely. And later on, it won't be like a shock, like, who are you? I didn't want that effect. So it was so important for me to start off this new relationship with great honesty, with great transparency. So I definitely agree with that. To every good relationship, the basis of it is trust. So he has to be able to trust me, and I have to be able to trust him. From trust, you build a friendship. So, you know, my heart can safely trust in you, and your heart can safely trust in me. So I definitely agree with that. All right, now on to the third question. Do we constantly reach win-win resolutions to our problems? All right, so what would you say, Kennedy? Are we conflict resolutioners?
Yes, because I can confidently say that, because if we weren't, would be in more problems and more disagreements and arguments and stuff like that, stuff like that nature.
Okay. So yeah. Pretty much we compromise with each other. I think that's what the question is asking.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. To be people who compromise with each other. Like, do you have an example? Like, what is an example? Like, if maybe somebody doesn't understand what that means, like, what would be an example of, like, compromise?
You like to do TV time with the kids. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. Like a 1 30-minute episode show or something for the kids. That's mm-hmm. fine. I personally like to just go to bed without having the TV on. So, every now and then, you know, they get to watch TV, and then sometimes they just go to bed without watching TV. Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that is a great example of, like, compromising. So Whenever you're in a relationship, you look for a person who's willing to compromise. He may not be right, I may not be right, but how can we find a happy medium so that way we're both happy at the end of the day? So I like that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the next question. Question number 4. Uh-huh. Do we take care of each other's needs?
All right, so the best way that I can answer that, I remember a long time ago, we learned about people's love languages. Mm. So pretty much what that means is, like, how can I love you to make you feel like you're wanted, you're needed? How can I love you the best way that you know how to be loved? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we had to discover was each other's language, love languages.
Yes.
I remember us sitting down with our pastor at the time, and he pretty much asked us, like, how does Kennedy like to be loved? What makes him feel loved? What makes him feel wanted? And he asked you the same question for me. So I know there's, like, online, you can go online and take some questionnaires on love languages, and he'll tell you exactly how you like to be loved. Mm-hmm. Now, Kennedy's love language is, I think, affection, was it? I think that's what it was. Why are you looking at me like that? So Kennedy likes to hear good things about himself. He likes to be appreciated and acknowledged when he does stuff. So I make the effort to do that every single day. So I always tell him, babe, you look good today, you know, or, you know, you look so muscly or whatever. And for me, my language is...
Words of affirmation?
No, that's not my love language.
That's one of them.
It's one of them, yes, because I do like to hear good things about myself, too. But for me, it was, like, I think it's, like, when you do stuff for her. What was it?
I can't remember what it was called. acts of service.
Yes, acts of service. Yeah. So, and the way that I can best explain that is we were brought up to do everything yourself. So for me, to show me that you love me, you have to be a team player. So that's how I look at love, that if you love me, you have to be a team player. You know, when I'm doing the dishes, don't just let me do the dishes by myself.
I think I do the dishes.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, this guy. But when I'm just saying, like, for example, like, if I'm doing something, don't just let me do it by myself, because to me, that's how I recognize love. What do you have to say?
I think that was a great answer.
Yeah.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'll be asking you the fifth question. Do we admire and respect each other? I think that's a very important question, don't you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it first.
Oh, my God. All right. So you're always throwing the curveball at me, but thank God for ever being ready. So, like, the way my brain works, and if somebody was to ask me a question like this about admire and respect, I would say that admiration is more for a woman and respect is more so for the guy. So in that, I mean that, you know, women love to be admired. They love to be cherished. They love to be somebody who's special. Women love to feel important. They love to feel needed. Mm-hmm. As a woman, because they're nurturing beings, like, that's just how we were created. Mm-hmm. So I respond better to admiration. Like, if you come to me and you're like, ooh, you know, I'm your biggest fan and everything, I will respond to that. Mm-hmm. And for a guy, I believe that the best way that a guy defines love, and the same way that the word defines, you know, love, you know, the Bible says that wives respect your husbands. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the way that ultimately guys feel love, is through respect. Mm-hmm. And God has created it that way for a reason. He knows us all. He knows the people that he created. Mm-hmm. And he knew that a guy will need respect to feel love. And for a woman, she needs love. She needs affection. So if I was to be asked that question, I would say definitely, you know, like, admiration is more towards a woman, mm-hmm. and respect is more so towards a guy. So that's what I would say.
I like it. I like that definition. I wasn't looking at it that way, but that makes sense to me. A guy would loves to be respected, mm-hmm. And then a woman to be admired. I wouldn't really change it up. I would just say I think it can still go both ways, because even guys want to feel like they're special to to a woman as well. Probably a woman in a higher level or a higher degree, but same thing for a guy. A guy wants to know that that the girl he's with treasures what he has to say, what he thinks, how he feels, and in a sense, that's kind of showing respect to him,
right.
I think. And of course, a guy would love to be respected too as well. That's just...
You mean a woman?
Hmm?
You mean a woman would like to be respected?
Oh, yeah, because you already said the guy thing. Yeah. Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, a woman wants to be respected too. Isn't there a song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right? So, yeah. Anyway, but... yeah, women want to feel respected too, and like when they have ideas and that they'll like to chime in into the relationship concerning how to better manage finances, or like what kind of car you guys
buy.
Yeah, invest in, or what kind of house, you know, or what kind of place you want to, area you want to move into and everything. Mm-hmm. Both persons should be
admired and respected.
Yeah, and heard out. Excuse me, heard.
You know what I mean. I respect and admiration, I believe, is a very important part of relationship. It all ties in, right, to like friendship and mm-hmm. respect and being honest. This is all the basis of being.
You can't have any of this without being a friend to that person,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So. Another question that I want to ask, and I feel like this is another important question, mm-hmm. that every single person in a relationship should ask the other person. How do you, when you're upset, like, what do you do? As in, if I'm upset at you, am I going to air out your dirty laundry? How do you feel about that, airing each other's dirty laundry?
You mean like talking to somebody else about your personal struggles?
Yes.
Or fights, I guess, within the relationship?
Yeah.
It's a great idea to just vent about the fights that you have within your relationship because depending on the person you're talking to, they may not have the wisdom to help you with that situation. You tell them everything that you're going through, and then at the end, they just like look at you like, oh wow, I didn't know it's that bad. So it's like, what was the purpose of that? And then you have the chance of getting your news and your issues spread abroad
towards the community.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a wonderful to us. She's like a mentor, and the best advice that she gave us. What was the number one thing that she told us right before, when we first started dating? I think, and we were talking to her about this. Like, what was the most important thing that she told us about being in a relationship?
Oh well, like yeah, don't air out your dirty laundry.
Yeah,
don't air out your dirty laundry, like, just to anybody.
Right.
Like, I mean, you want to say it? You look like you know exactly what she said word for word.
Okay, so, yeah.
You can say it better.
She said, do not air out your dirty laundry. Do not go run to people and tell them your business. And I believe a great word of wisdom is, like, whatever happens in your home stays in your home. And of course, this is not to referring as if the guy is abusing you that you stay quiet about it. Definitely not. Or if it's hurting you physically, emotionally, or anything, I would definitely say seek help. But when it comes to like issues that we have, like maybe we're fighting over our finances or we're fighting over, I don't know, what could we possibly... Like, if you're having...
Getting a pet, a cat or a dog.
If you're fighting about, or if you're having issues, just little issues that happen in relationships.
The minute issues.
Right.
Things that you can, you guys can actually settle if you would actually work together and put your heads together.
Right.
Those kinds of things, you don't need to be spreading that to everybody. But, like, again, like Lavinia was saying, if you're in an abusive type of relationship where you're physically being hurt or emotionally any type of way, that's different. One you actually need to
go out there and talk about it. Yeah.
So we're not just saying keep everything within the household. We're saying the things that you and your spouse can manage together, if you guys would just work together, those things you don't need to tell everybody. You just need to sit down and work on it and work through it.
Yeah. So I definitely agree. That was the best advice that I believe that we ever received, because I know for sure as women, we tend to want to just, oh, he got me mad. Let me call Susie and tell her what happened.
Right.
But in return, like Kennedy says, not everybody has the best interests of heart for you.
That's true.
And I believe that's the first thing that everybody needs to know, is that you have to be careful who you're telling your secrets to.
Yeah.
You have to be careful who you're telling your issues to, because some people will take advantage of that. And they're like, well, she's having issues in her marriage. They'll go spread it all around. Or you have people who will mock you and laugh at you behind your back for it. So definitely, definitely, definitely no dirty laundry being aired for us. I would say it doesn't work for us.
Right.
I don't believe it ever works. The two people that are engaging in a relationship and in a marriage should be there. Now, if there's ever a chance that you do need to talk to somebody about an issue, there's a way that you can ask for advice, but be wise at the same time. Like, for example, I could go to a pastor and ask her, maybe we're struggling with our finances. I could ask her about finances, just advice on finances. Mm-hmm. She can give me advice on finances without knowing I have an issue with my husband when it comes to finances. So I would definitely say go about it that way. Seek advice with wisdom.
Correct.
Yeah.
Next question I'm going to ask you. And I think this is a question every guy should ask their future wife to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the question goes.
Yeah.
Ready? Drum roll. Question goes, do you believe that I am capable of taking care of you and the family and responsibilities concerning the house?
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Right. All right, so yes, I like that question because it's so important to believe in the guy that God has chosen for you. And I say God has chosen because I feel like it would be hard to believe in a guy that you choose out of your own flesh. Mm. Flesh will lead you to corruption. And because of that, we'll have a lot of issues in between. We'll fight a lot. We will have a lot of battles that seem like mountains when in general it's like a little issue. So yes, I do think it's important to believe in the man that God has chosen for you. I believe in the man that God has chosen for me because I believe that he is my purpose partner. He's my purpose partner, saying that, you know, in everything that God has put me on this world to do, he's provided me with a partner who's going to help me accomplish that. And at the end of the day, I feel like that's so important to for me to be able to believe in you, believing that with you, we can accomplish so much together. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's so important to believe in your guy.
Great.
All right. So this would be a question that a woman would ask a guy.
Uh-huh.
And it says, are you ready to take the responsibility of a wife and a family?
I believe the best way to be ready to take care of a wife and a family and all that it comes with is to be mentally prepared before anything else. Everything else would follow right after that. It starts with you being mentally prepared and understanding that you now have a greater responsibility on your plate or on your shoulders. It's not just about taking care of yourself anymore, but now you got to take care of you, your wife, and your kids. You have to look out for them. Every decision that you make has to be a thoughtful decision where you're considering, how's it going to benefit my family? How's it going to benefit my wife and kids? How's it going to affect our finances in any type of way? But again, it starts with you being mentally prepared. You can pick up books, start reading now if
you're in that journey.
Yes, exactly. If you're on that journey and you want to understand how to be a good husband to your wife, to be a good father to your kids, reading is always like, you know, number one. Excuse me, number one.
Yeah.
And you were saying something about patience.
Yeah. I think both parties has to kind of understand patience. When you're dealing with people, you always need patience. Patience. I know I learned patience when I had kids, because I had to have patience no matter what. They don't understand what they're doing. So you have to have that patience because they're learning, they're growing. Well, it's the same thing in a relationship where we're both learning, we're both growing, we're both learning about each other.
Right.
We're learning about how to make this thing work together.
Right. Yeah.
So patience is so important to have in a relationship, and most so when in the process of getting married, because a lot of things happen and people can still break up because they're not willing to persevere. They're not willing to stick it for the long run.
Right.
But we want to encourage people to stick it for the long run. We believe, and I personally believe, that I want to see, like, you know, just like in the old days where people were married, and I loved hearing stories of like 80s, 90-year-old women that's saying, we've been married for 60 years. I'm like, wow, does that happen anymore? But we have to have patience with each other. And I think that's where it comes from. Understanding that who I see now is not who you'll be a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who you'll be 3 years from now. So I have to be patient until I get my reward, which is ultimately, you know, the guy that I see you to be.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks. You know I'm a woman of wisdom, right?
Of course.
All right, so, and the last question is, do we want the same things out of life? So do we have the same vision? Do we have the same goals? Do we have the same dreams? Because if you are thinking about becoming a basketball player and I don't want that life, that's a conflict.
Conflict, yeah.
Yeah, right there. So do we want the same values? Do we have the same goals? Do we have the same admirations?
Admirations, yes. Yeah. I believe we do. And it's important, too, again, when you are seeking marriage.
Right.
You have to find out what your goals are, what your vision is, mm-hmm. How many kids you want. That's important.
That is very important.
The wife can only want two and the husband wants four, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And that can bring up issues.
Yeah.
And pets, for some people, just throwing out an example, that can also bring up issues. The point is, you got to know what you want, mm-hmm. and be on the same page.
At all times.
And it's also important to have the same value system, too.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that, you know, the stuff that I value, I want to make sure that the stuff that I value, you also value in the same way.
Yeah. And I think it also helps, too, at the point when you come to raising kids, because you want to instill those values in them. So that's why it's so important for us to be of the same value. Like, if we value God, that's something that we can definitely pass down to our children.
Yeah.
It's the love of God and the mm-hmm. respect of God and the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I value my husband, that's something that I can teach my children.
Right.
Is this is how a woman is supposed to treat a husband. Not just any guy, but a husband.
Right.
And if I respect my mom or my dad,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you can pass on also, because then they know and understand the value of, you know, parenthood, the value of mother, grandpa and grandpa. Mm-hmm.
And respecting them.
And respect.
Right.
And if we want to instill to them the value of education, we ourselves have to be educated and take it seriously.
Exactly.
So value, views, everything mm-hmm. is so important. And mm-hmm. ultimately, it's like, where do you see us going?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if somebody was to ask me that question, like,
mm-hmm.
where do you see us going 3 years from now? I remember when we first came together, I used to always ask you that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Because I really wanted to know, like, what are your values? Like, mm-hmm. what are your goals? What are your dreams? Like, mm-hmm. what's going on in that beautiful mind? So I still wanted to know, like, where are you going 3 years from now? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to take me, pretty much?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. Like, where are you taking me 3 years from now? I don't want to be in the same place. Like, I want to be somewhere totally different, in a different atmosphere, different place,
mm-hmm.
different home,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now we have kids and...
Yeah.
Where are you taking our children 5 years from now, you know? So it was so important for me to know that, for me especially, because
mm-hmm.
I like that. I like to plan ahead
yes.
and to know, like, this guy's going to, 5 years from now, I know he's going to buy me a nice house.
Yeah.
And I have that to look forward to.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, guys. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to NMA. If you guys want to find out how to get in touch with us, how can they get in touch with us? Well, we're on Facebook. You can follow our fan page at NMA Empowering God's Beloveds. We are on Instagram at NMA Empowering God's Beloveds. You can send us an email at empoweringgodsbeloveds@gmail.com. You can also go on our website, laviniajohnson.com. And if you have any questions or anything, any advice, anything, as always, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to interact with everybody who's listening. And we just hope that this podcast today has touched you in a way that it helps you look at relationships a little bit different, to get you to ask the right questions to your partner, and also to open your eyes to know that through God, anything is possible. I believe
yes.
that we're here because God was on our side.
Yes.
So I pray that you guys all have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday to everybody out there who's driving, traveling, vacationing, and wishing you guys all the best. So until next time, have a wonderful time. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the NMA Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at laviniajohnson.com.